Hi, I'm Sarah. And no, I'm not here to yell at you. I'm just here to talk through the stuff that matters. If it feels like the world's gone off the rails, you're not crazy. You're just paying attention. Let's see where the truth is hiding today. If you want to fix it, you have to touch it. We've pointed fingers. We've said, this isn't what I voted for. Now comes the part where we ask, what are you willing to do about it? We live in what we build. You don't get to sit in silence while others vote, organize, or legislate, and then act shocked when the country veers hard left or right. If the future looks more like a police state than a democracy, ask yourself, did I speak up? Did I show up? Did I support institutions or just complain about them? If you don't want a police state, don't wait for someone else to stop it. If you do want one, at least own that openly and let the rest of us challenge you in public. Five things you can actually do. Regardless of party or position, talk to someone who disagrees with you, not to win, but to listen and be heard. Show up at a local meeting, city council, school board, precinct. They decide more than you think. Register and vote in the primaries. That's where extremes get filtered or empowered. Support local journalism. National media stirs outrage. Local media tracks who's making decisions quietly. Volunteer somewhere, not for a party, for a cause. The country needs doers, not just voters. Bottom line, majority rule means majority responsibility. If we're heading toward authoritarianism, polarization, or call a PSE, it's because too many people have chosen silence over effort. You don't have to fix everything, but you do have to pick something. Or someone else will pick it for you. Don't forget, we're not crazy, just paying attention.